Off the Record is a show about culture, black culture, trending topics, or timeless debates. Mike, Quan, Brandon, and Alex got you covered. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. Subscribe and leave a comment. Oh, and follow us on Twitter at @OTR_pod, OTR Mike, OTR Brandon, and OTR Quan. Welcome to the... welcome to Off the Record. What a time. So we have an interesting topic we're going to start today's show off with that Brandon's significant other posed. This is interesting. I'm gonna throw it to him. But she said men are like wild animals and need to be trained. So Brandon, I don't know, does she feel that way because you needed to be trained or past experiences with her and other men? How did this subject come about with you two?
I don't particularly remember, you know, how it came about. I think she was making a comment in general. Whether she's talking about me or not, I don't know. I guess I'd have to ask her that. I'm pretty sure there's something she'd like to train me in, but I don't know. I'm kind of stubborn. But I think she was just saying, in the dating game, dudes is like mad rough around the edges. Those were her words, rough around the edges. So some of them just need a little help to get to where they're going, which might be true. But she could probably, you know, the way she said it, though, was like, wait, what? We're like wild animals. We have to be trained. No. I think there's probably some things that she probably wishes I would do her way. But I don't know. I'm an individual thinker. So I probably frustrate the shit out of her. She tried to train me. So.
Is it because you're known to be a wild tiger and
I do bite.
Tiger King.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, it's interesting. I hear more women say that men need to be trained than I hear men say women need to be trained. Or and not even using the word train, but it seems that more women think that men need to be molded or something like that, then you hear men saying that about women.
Well, as you say that, like an example popped up in my head of something that she probably been, you know, she probably fussed at me about. Like, I mean, this is, you know, this is my place or whatever. But like, it's funny because my father actually told me the same thing. He said, you know, a woman, you know, makes a house a home, and you know, in my place here, I got like basic shit. You know, I got my bedroom furniture or whatever, but you know, she comes in and, you know, she does up, you know, the bathroom and stuff like that to make it more like home, because I really don't care about stuff like that. I mean, I'll get what I need and then, you know, keep it moving. Whereas, you know, she'll buy a lot of things that, you know, make the place look a little nicer. So I guess that's kind of like one example where she's like, you know, I was a little rough around the edges, but outside of that.
Well, I mean, like Alex said, I've heard women say that before, that they feel like men need to be trained or molded or whatever you want to call it. My man Akeem is in the room. Shout out to Raw and Uncut. He just took the words out of my mouth, but just like he says, he typically says about about simps. Like, I think that, you know, you do. There is a group or type of woman that does look for that weakened man, I guess to say, so that they can mold them the way that they want them to be. Like, I've even heard women consider men to be like a. Like a lump of clay, right? Mm. You know, you meet that man, he's a lump of clay, and then they want him to be that way. They want him to be this shaped or just shaped in the little ball that you get the clay in so that they can mold them to be what they want, which is, I mean, typically, how you want to put it? I mean, I think that, I mean, I don't see why you would want to mold somebody to be the exactly the way that you want them.
Well, if you think about it, like, I know when we were coming up, like, I actually said this the other day too. I said, I'm not your Ken Barbie doll. Like, it's like sometimes, you know, she'll come in from work or whatever, or, you know, just come into the room and then want me to stop to doing whatever I'm doing, like right at that second, and do exactly what she wants me to do. And, you know, if I don't, it's like, you know, you always want to, like, hold on. I'm not your Ken Barbie. You're like, I do things for her, you know, because I want to. But sometimes, you know, if I'm busy, I'll be like, okay, yeah. And it's like, when I'm finished this, I'm not your Ken Barbie though. But if you think about it, like, I guess women in our generation, or maybe younger, when they grew up as, you know, girls, you know, they had like dolls and stuff like that. And like you said, they had their Ken Barbie doll, and that doll, you know, he do whatever they want him to do. And I kind of think like that was embedded in their minds and some of their minds, you know, generation after generation. So it's like when they get older and you know, they're either looking for a man or they got a man, it's like sometimes they want you, like you said, they want you to be whatever it is that they want you to be.
Yo, but it's like, I mean, is that fun? Like, I mean,
no.
I mean, don't you want somebody that's going to bark back at you, or, you know, stand their ground sometimes? Or now, listen, it just seems like, you know, women want to mold you the way that they want you to be at those particular moments. And what typically happens is they'll find a guy that they can mold to being what they want to be, or want them to be, you know, that guy that will stop on a dime whatever they're doing when they come in the house and they ask a question. But then when they need that guy to be that manly man, like when the tire is blown or the oil need to be changed or something like that, and that guy don't know how to do it because he's molded to being the house husband, then that's when they don't want you no more. So it's like you can't have one or the other. But I think
the issue is it's in the wordplay.
Right.
Like anybody thinks that if a woman thinks that a man needs to be trained, or a man thinks that a woman needs to be trained, I think that's a bit ridiculous. But I think that when you get into a relationship, just by the nature of being around each other, you learn each other's tendencies. And you learn what makes the other person tick a bit and what the expectations are, whether it's just through being around each other or it's through casual conversation. Right. And so you do make changes when you're around somebody a lot. And when you care about them, you change how you, the things that you do. So like if you're meeting someone, if you're a woman and you meet a man and you're dating and you think, I need to take this lump of clay and mold him into something better, I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. Now, if he's looking to improve himself, and, you know, like, if I guess what I'm ultimately trying to say is, if you're not satisfied with who he is and you think that you need to crack the whip or you need to make him into something he's not, then that's a separate conversation. Like, I don't think that a human should be in the ball game or in the business of training other humans. Like, I just
it might speak to you know, the women's view on the dating pool, though, that they're, you know, that they would rather, you know, the person that they're with be happy with who they are, but they might feel that the options are low, because to be honest, some niggas out there do need some training. They probably needed it at a young age, but I don't, you know, they probably need some self-training. I don't know if they need it from a woman, but some, you know, people in general, there's a lot of rough around the edges folks out there. Yeah, so I mean, it might be, you know, ladies frustration saying, hey, you know, the dating pool of men out here ain't that great.
I don't know. I think, like, if you go in, I mean, it could be, have something to do with that, but that still doesn't, I mean, so if you're that good at what you can do, right? If you have the magic hands or whatever to mold this man into what you can want them to be, then take some one of these whack cats out of this dating pool that they complain about and mold them into the fine gentleman that they want them to be. If it's that simple. Mm-hmm. I think when you meet somebody, like, you want somebody to compliment you as you compliment them to make you better when you're weak, vice versa. And that's fine and dandy.
But
these cats that allow that, you know, that to happen, a woman to come in and completely flip their whole script up, dressing them, telling them how to move, telling them how to spend their money, telling them what to do, this and that. You know, that's a whole nother ball game. That's you being controlled. I mean, and like you said, Alex, it could be the wordplay. Maybe, you know, someone called it molding and somebody ran with it. You know what I mean? And it became this whole thing. But maybe deep down they mean like make them better or compliment them where they're weak. But I'm sure we've seen people be molded before into what they typically aren't. And like Udi Man said, like, yeah, the word train sounds very harsh. Like, maybe it's just that, you know, maybe what they meant to say, or maybe, you know, the comment that maybe the comment that Nia met when she said that is just like, yo, maybe y'all need to be, I don't know, helped along sometimes or whatever. But
I have to have that conversation with her again to see what it was that triggered her to say that. I forgot what we was talking about when she said it. I did exactly what I posted. I was like, what?
I mean, did you like leave your dirty drawers on the floor or something? Her, like,
no, we were just conversing. We were just having a conversation. And I promise you, I don't remember what it was, but I do think we were talking about dating or something, and she just made that comment. She was like, yeah, y'all like wild animals. Y'all need to be trained. Some of y'all, you know, you don't know what to do. You'd be lost without a woman, blah, blah, blah. And so I don't know. I'll ask her about that. She should be coming in soon. She might make a guest appearance. I don't know. But you know what it makes me think of? There's a video that's circulating the internet right now, social media, and this guy is like braiding hair. He's braiding another dude's hair.
Yeah, I saw that.
And like, you know, women are like, you know, they love it. Like, oh, yo, they can braid another man's hair.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gawking over that. I was surprised at the reaction to it, yo.
It's
like his homeboy, or is he a hairdresser?
I think he's a hairdresser, and he does, and so, you know, people were defending him like, yo, he doesn't just do men's hair. He does, you know, he's very good at what he does. You know, he does women's hair. He has a large clientele, whatever. I mean, I don't know this. I didn't fact check, but these are just, you know, from the comments I've been reading. You know, that's the case. I'm not here to criticize him. Get your money, bro.
Not to cut you off, Brandon, but it looked like it was cutting his homeboy. It looked like he was braiding his homeboy.
That's what a lot. That's what dudes were saying. It was like, yo. And some women too. They were like, yo, he's gay. And you know, if that's the case, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's, you know, that's the way you choose your life. I have nothing against that. If that is the case, if not, you know, whatever. That's how he get his money. He's good at it. Cool. But I found it interesting because it's like, you know, it seems like women want men to be men and women at the same time. It's like they want a manly, but they want the man to do, you know, womanly stuff, you know, like, you know, there's not like, okay. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, sitting down with your woman and conversing and whatever. But, you know, I think like women want, I just get the feeling like they want men to be like more vulnerable emotionally with them and whatever, to have like the kind of conversations that they have with their homegirls. And, you know, although we've talked about mental health and Black men in particular being, you know, being able to, you know, finding healthy ways to express themselves and deal with their mental health, I also don't think that, like, I don't know, like, yeah, like I said before, I sometimes I think it's like men, women, they want the men to be men and women. So I don't know.
Ood had a question for you, yo. He said, what's womanly stuff? Are you talking about cooking and cleaning?
Things that they would typically do, like, with their homegirls, you know? I mean, of course, nowadays, you know, anybody can do anything. You know, I cook, I clean. You know, it's my place. I'm responsible for it. You know, if it goes to shit, it's not my girl's fault. It's my place.
Right.
You know, so we're not going to get into, oh, what are you saying? Women should be domesticated, whatever, whatever. If that's what type of women you want, fine. When there's a lot of women that'll go for that.
Yo, you got to watch the screen, yo.
Listening to a woman is weak. Now, no, that you just trying to start shit right now. Because it's clearly not what I said. Okay.
Ood, if you'd like, I can certainly plug you into the stream.
They want us to be in the conversations. I feel like women want to, and I'll say this again, women want us to be more emotionally vulnerable to them, open up, you know, be more emotional. And in a traditional sense, not saying men can't be emotional, but we are raised and we just deal with things a little bit differently. That's not to say, yo, I think we should hold shit in and not converse. I just think we should be done in a different manner, you know. I can't really speak to the details, but you know, it's just, I guess, the sense and nature of a type of conversation that I don't know, that men have. I don't know. I can't really explain it, but you know, and then like other things, like I know how you get your nails and stuff done, but like, and there's nothing wrong with that. But like my girl she's been trying to get me to do shit like that, which in a traditional sense, men didn't do that stuff. Now men are doing stuff like that, but it's like, you know, anytime a man does something that is quote unquote, you know, manly, or you know, that we talk about toxic masculinity, but I don't know. It's like, yo, what you want? You want a man, or you want or you want a woman? Sometimes I don't know. I could go off for days, yo. I could go off for days, but you know, I just found it interesting, that video that was circulating, and you know, the comments on that. And yeah, it just makes me feel that sometimes women, they want a man who is less masculine.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting, the reactions to that video. Like, now, not from what he was doing. If, yo, if that's what he does, whatever, cool. If he's gay, that's cool too. That's all on him. But I was surprised by the reaction, because it was the reaction that I saw is like women were talking like they were like turned on by it. You know what I mean? Like the reactions I saw was like, yo, it was like women like, yo, this is so sexy. This is so this is so that. And I'm like I was really surprised by that, to be seen like to see this dude. And if I'm not mistaken, like dude was like, you know, sitting down in between his legs, wasn't he?
I haven't seen this video, but
I don't remember that. I thought he might have been like in a chair.
He might have been in a chair, yo. I know it was like kind of like a video of him like panning down. The video was like panning down on them, but like, yo, he's braiding the dude's hair, and like, yo, women is on some like, yo, I mean, I'm turned on. Like they were turned on by this, and I was very surprised at that. Very surprised.
It looked like a lot of those that were commenting on that were, you know, younger generation, maybe like in their 20s and stuff, which I feel like that generation is probably a little bit more, I don't know, liberal than ours. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. They're a little bit more free, and the things that they like are different.
Go ahead, young Alex.
Well, I haven't seen that video. I mean,
I'm looking for it now.
Like, if I, no judgment from me, man. If a dude wants to braid another dude's hair, that's between them. Like, I could care less. Like, I think we live in a time where traditional roles overlap, and in one sense, they have to overlap because, you know, the nuclear family is different these days, right? And so, and even how we go about starting our lives, and so we go out on our own. You know, as a young man, you got to do everything on your own. If you're a woman that starts out on her own, you have to do everything on your own. Then you come together. So you've already done things that might. If you're a woman, you've already taken care of your car. That, you know, in a way that maybe if you had a husband to start out with, maybe he would have done. Or if you're a man, you know, something traditional like doing a laundry, a woman might have done in the past. You should have already been washing your own drawers while you were living on your own. And so, but when you come together, there's some overlap of what used to be separate duties. But I mean, I don't, like I said, I think trained is probably the wrong word to look at it. I think that there are some individuals that probably look at it like, nah, I need to mold this person. I need to train them. I need to, as you had mentioned earlier in the comments, I need to coach them up into something different. Like it's a sport or something like that. I don't agree with that sentiment. I think that you grow together. I think that you learn what makes each other what makes each other tick, and you make each other better. And I mean, there are some things within your relationship that, you know, might be defined as manly, that's traditional, that you might do, and other things that's defined as womanly that she may do, but then there's some overlap. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's different for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, I will say the traditional roles have, I guess they've intertwined it a bit. You know what I mean? I will say that. But I think the core things are still there. You know what I mean? Like my lady don't touch the trash. Like, I take out the trash. Like, you know what I mean? Or I pump the gas, or I do, you know, I do those type of things. That's just what I saw my pops do. But I think she knows not to, you know, she may or may not ask me time to time, like, hey, can you throw this load of clothes in the washer or whatever the case may be? And I don't have no problem doing that, but she knows pretty much that, like, yo, that's not my thing. So it's not something that she will ask as much as, like, I won't ask her to take the trash out. And I mean, that's just how I look at it. You know what I mean? And it is, and to go back to like what you said, Brandon, like, it does sometimes feel that way, like they want a little bit of both. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of said earlier, like, you know, you can't have both. Like, you want to mold a man to be what you want them to be, right? And typically that's a man that you are that you're making into somebody that wants to listen to you every day that you come home from work. Doesn't mind going to Target with you, or going to the mall and shopping with you. You know, those type of things. But it's very rare that you find a combination of that man that wants to do those things that a woman wants to mold you to do, and then also be able to protect or take care of that home, or take care of the things that the quote unquote manly things. Like I said, if the tire's flat and, you know, y'all both sitting in the car and he looking at you like, yo, what you want? I don't know how to remember you molded. You didn't mold me into doing this. You know what I mean? So, it does have that feel sometimes that they want, you know, want both. And it's, and I will agree with Akeem's comment. You know what I mean? When you say we forget about protection, we will lay our lives down for them. What's that worth? And that's true. Like, I think sometimes that's forgotten, or that isn't, I don't think that's valued the way it should be valued. You know,
a woman that'll lay her life down for you also.
And that's the thing. That's true. Like, This situation that we all in now with coronavirus and shit like that, and a lot of times that question comes up. Like, yo, one of us get it, what we gonna do? Yo, you gonna leave me? Or, you know what I mean? Or and of course you have some things to consider. Like, yo, I don't want you to get it either. Or we got children, so somebody got to be healthy for the children. But, you know, that's a you'll get the true picture of a person when you're talking about that type of scenario, when it's like almost life and death. You know what I mean? Like, people was coming down on Idris Elba's wife because she stayed with him and got sick. People calling her dumb. You know what I mean? But it's like, wait, yo, that's her husband. You know what I'm saying? So, like, was she supposed to just run? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I don't know. I'm kind of going off on a tangent there, but that's, I just ultimately don't think that you're going to get all of that in one. Those women that feel like they can mold a man, like, you're not going to get 100% of that, what you want.
Well, and I say this, and it's funny that my lady is the one that said that, because, like, she doesn't come off like that at all. And I mean, we were having a playful conversation. I mean, if that's what she really, definitely not how she carries. And I just preface that to say, because, you know, typically I know earlier in my dating life, like, had I heard a woman say that, I probably would have shied away from it, you know? Because it's like, to me, it seems like for somebody to think that, right, you would kind of have to think as yourself as, like, my superior or something like, or something like that, to think that, okay, like, I would have a problem with, like, women who are that kind of, it's kind of like a narcissistic kind of thing, really. If you think of it, like, they feel like they're in this position where they're the ones who need to do the training. They're the ones who are not wrong or blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of felt like a lot of women had that type of mentality. You know, when I was out there dating, and I don't know, typically if a woman said that to me, like, had she said that to me when we were, like, first dating, we probably wouldn't be dating now, to be honest with you, because I'd probably be like, yo, what? I mean, I was still like, yo, what? But, I mean, after a couple years in, you know, she doesn't, you know, act like that. So it was a playful conversation, but it's just interesting to know that.
Like, and when you posted it, we know Nia, so yeah, I knew where it come from. Like, she was, you know, I know how she is, but it's an interesting comment to make. Because a lot of women feel like that.
And I agree with, for brown girls, I mean, no one needs to be trained. It's just important to know what your partner likes and dislikes. Like, that right there is, like, it in a nutshell.
Shout out to For Brown Girls podcast. Definitely cop one of those t-shirts that came in the mail. It was quick order and delivery.
This other one, right? Can you marry someone that doesn't get along with your mother?
Ooh.
Now
that's a tough one.
I'm gonna say no.
You gonna say no?
I couldn't.
I mean, it would depend on, like, what they beefing about. Like, Ma, what you tripping about? Like, so, I don't think for my mom not to like you, that would definitely raise a flag for me. But
I mean, I guess. So the topic kind of came about, like, I was watching, and y'all that know me, like, I'm a fan of all Judge shows. So, like, you know, when I'm home, I can watch them all. My man Judge Mathis, that's my favorite. But I happen to be watching Divorce Court, and it was a couple on there where, you know, they were on the brink of divorce because the wife was ready to leave the husband because, like, yo, the relationship between her and her mother-in-law was just that strained. And the mother-in-law, like, lived with them for the last 8 or 9 years. They didn't ask her for anything. You know, she wasn't paying any rent or anything like that. But the mother-in-law just didn't care for her, treated her badly. And the wife was kind of like, yo, I can't do it no more. And like, it wasn't one of those cases where the son or the husband was like, yo, that's not true. She's stretching. Like, he was like, he was co-signing. Like, some of the ways that his mom was acting to his wife, you know, he was saying was true. So then that brought the question up, you know, that I posed to y'all. Like, could you date somebody or could you marry somebody that doesn't get along with your mother? And I say no, because I kind of look at, like, you know, my family and my friends, and you're right. Raw and Uncut is right about that. But my thing about that is, like, before you get to the point, though, like, could you get to that point with somebody that doesn't get along with your mom? So, like, if before you get married, you know, you're feeling this Baltimore City. But before you got to that point of marriage, you digging this chick or whatever, y'all getting to that point, but her and your mom don't get along. Me personally, I say no, because it's kind of like a prereq for me that the lady that I date or ultimately becomes my wife gets along with my mom, my family, and you guys, my boys. You know what I'm saying? Now, it doesn't have to be like y'all best friends, chummy chummy, or she doesn't have to be best friends with my family. You know, they kicking it or whatever. But, you know, I like to kick it. I like my family, my friends, and everybody to be able to co-mingle. You know how we get down, right? When we get down, all of us, we get together, like, everybody getting along. You know what I'm saying? And, like, our ladies might have just met for the first time, and they can rap and talk like that. It's just like I feel like it's just the type of woman that we choose or whatever. So, I don't know. It just means that part means a lot to me. Like, I don't want to be dealing with, you know, coming to the family cookout and I got to choose because, you know, my mom or you ain't getting along with each other. So it's like, yo, I got to leave you home because I don't want no beef or whatever. Well, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that's added drama.
It is added drama.
If you can clip it in the beginning, then that's just something less that you got to worry, that you don't have to worry about. That's just me.
Because it's like, yo, it's tough even when, you know, she does get along with your parents. So, like, for instance, Nia and I, you know, her mom and dad, I got my parents. You know, sometimes it's, okay, do we go chill with my parents? Do we go chill with you? Especially, like, when holidays roll around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for her not to, you know, get along with your mom, I mean, that's pretty tough, because then if she's got her family, she definitely ain't gonna want to go see your family. Then you start arguing, okay, well, whose family we gonna see?
Right.
That's tricky. I did see Ooh post there that your wife replaces your mom. In certain aspects, yeah, but like I guess I don't want my wife to be my mom, I guess, in that aspect, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I guess that's probably something to go ahead.
I think that's another one of those word plays. Like, but I want Alex to speak on that, because you feel strongly about that, your wife becoming your number one priority, and then, you know, your mom and everybody else after that.
Yeah, I do believe that. Like, my wife didn't replace my mom. Like, that's not how it worked. Your father's your father, your mother's your mother. Like there is no such thing as replacing them. And then your wife is your wife, you know? And so, like, when I got married, I remember at my wedding, my mom, she mentioned, like, now she had kind of had to, like, let me go. And, you know, that was kind of hard on her. And it was interesting to hear her say that, because, like, we were close, but I have other siblings that were way closer to my mom than I was growing up. So it was interesting to hear her say that, but it wasn't like, you know, I was getting married and all of a sudden, like, you never were going to see me again, or I wasn't going to be there if you needed me, or like that. That's not how this thing works. Now, in regards to you want your wife and your mom getting along, I, in a perfect world, I mean, you know, just not even in a perfect world, just in a regular world, your wife and your mother should get along long before you jump the broom. They should be getting along. If they don't, then I think it's incumbent upon you as the son and the fiance or husband, it's incumbent upon you to find out why they're not getting along and to try to make sure that they can get along or come to some common agreement. I think if you have a father, I think it helps that your dad can help weather that storm also. But ideally you want them to get along. Now, if they can't get along for whatever the reason is, then it's a tricky one to navigate. I don't know how you do that. Like I don't. Thank God I don't have that issue. But I don't know how you navigate that. You need everybody to be an adult, man. Like, that's just kind of how I see it. I don't know.
People tend not to think of it. Like, if it, like you said, it for me, it depends on the reason. Like, if it's one of those things where, like, my mom's like, you know, no one's good enough for her son type thing, then I am. You just gonna have to get over it.
Right.
You know, if it's something like, I don't know, you know, my mother doesn't like the way, you know, my wife raises, you know, raises our children or whatever. Or some, I don't know. I don't know. Then, you know, something like that would be kind of tough, because it's like, okay, you don't like some of the things that we do in our house with our children. Well, you know, this is I'm the head of this house. And as long as I'm agreeable to it, you know, it's okay. But at the same time, I don't know that, like you said, I don't know how to navigate against that. I know my mom, with anybody who I've dated seriously, has always been kind of like each of them has said, like, yo, your mom's kind of like, I don't know if your mom likes me, you know, your dad's cool, but, you know, mom's kind of, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, just relax. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know my mom. Like, she, you know, she's a very loving and giving person.
Your mom is the nicest lady in the world, B.
Right. Right. That's why I was like, yo, just don't worry about it. She's just filling you out.
But I think that goes for, I think that goes on both sides. Like, you know, when you go, I'm sure when you went to meet Nia's parents, you probably was like, yo, your mom cool. I don't know if your dad feeling me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like,
they were actually real cool. They were actually real. I think I've only been in that situation. Ooh, nah, maybe a couple times. That's a tough situation there too. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so it just, I don't know. It's maybe it goes that way, but for me,
have you ever ran into a parent that didn't like you?
No, not that I know of. Anyway. Not that I know of, but I mean, I don't know. Like, yo, it's one thing to not like somebody, or, you know, it's one thing to be feeling somebody out off top, but, like, yo, to not like somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like Ooh said, how much time do we have? So it's like, you know, it's like, I mean, like, off initial, you not me, and off initial meeting, and they're a little skeptical of you, like, or of the mate of my lady or whatever, that can change over time. But I'm skipping forward to that. I'm skipping past that. Like, yo, we on the brink of, like, yo, I'm really digging this lady. I'm ready to ask her to be my wife. And moms, and her and mom just can't click. Like, I mean, yo, what do you do?
Hold on, Mike. Ooh, come on off the record and tell them stories, B.
Yeah, come on, yo. We can chat. We can throw you in right now.
Can y'all hear me? Because on my screen, I'm frozen. I got that dumbass look on my face.
I was wondering why you were looking like that.
Looking like a dumbass. I'm trying to do everything to unfreeze. I need more bandwidth.
Hold on. Oh yeah, you definitely froze.
But I mean, I don't know. Maybe for me, mamas don't play. They the sweetest and can get and cut the deepest, and that and that's true. Like mamas know how to cut deep. You know what I'm saying? And maybe for me, you know, I put it this way. It's hard for me to, you know, gotta think.
I'm sorry. It's Brandon's face.
I can't even see his face no more. But maybe for me now, like, maybe for me it's hard to, you know, kind of put myself in that, and or maybe it's hard for me to look. It's harder for me to look outside of what I've already experienced, right? Because, you know, my mom isn't here to, you know, for me to find out if she would like my lady or not, right? And because of that, maybe it's harder for me to look past that. You know what I mean? Especially of what I went through with my mom and, you know, being a caregiver and stuff like that. My mom obviously meant the world to me. So it's like, I just can't imagine being with somebody that they don't like. I just can't. I don't know. Maybe it's because of that. Maybe it's because of what I've gone through that I can't look past that. But I agree with what everybody's saying, though. Like, you know, I know my man Akeem has said, you know, he wouldn't let his mom block his blessings and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, my mom, at least when I was dating, like, I knew she liked it. Like, she didn't hold anything back. Like, and I knew why she didn't like certain women. Or, like, she was pretty clear about why she didn't like some. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, you're dating, it's one thing. Like, all right, well, whatever. But, you know, you get serious, and I don't know. Like, my thing always is, if you believe you raised me right to make the right decisions and who I want to spend the rest of my life with, then have faith that I'm going to pick somebody that's of quality. And, and if you don't like them, then what's the specific reason? Like, they looked at you funny. No, that's not good enough. Like, what's the real reason you don't like them? Like, do you think they're using me? Do you think they're abusive? Do you think whatever, like, there needs to be a legit reason, and then we can have a conversation. But, you know, you get to a certain age where your parents don't get to decide who you're going to be with.
Right.
And if they've got legit concerns, I think it's fair to hear them out, because they might see something that you can't see, because sometimes love is blind, and sometimes you can put blinders on and not see something that people around you can see. So it's worth a conversation. But, you know, fortunately, I didn't have that issue. And you guys don't have that issue either. So,
yeah.
No, but I have been in a situation where I was not liked.
Really?
Well, not that I don't know if they didn't like me, but you know, it was kind of like, all right, let's see who this cat is, you know, just kind of like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, at first it didn't. If I don't have to, like, spend a bunch of time with him, it doesn't really bother me. But, you know, if it's a situation where I'm always going to be around your parents, it could be a little uncomfortable. But
I mean, so I look at it as, I just foreseeing it being a lot of drama down the line. So let's say early on, whatever, they don't care for you, whatever. You just don't have to go around that much. But when you get married, and then when kids come along and shit like that, like, you're going to have to be around them one way or another. And I just feel like that type of shit can cause friction between you and your mate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever's going on between them two, I'm sure that shit's going to creep its way into your bedroom. You know what I mean? And you can try, you know, you can try your best to check that, but moms are going to be moms. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think at best you can probably get it to be, you know, at bay a little bit or simmer down some, but that ain't gonna stop a mom from when she come around giving it a giving it a steak face or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Ultimately, I would want my lady to feel comfortable coming around anybody that I care for and I love for.
How are you gonna handle that with MP3? He brings some little girl in, and they're dating.
I don't think I'm gonna be that proud, because you know my dad was that dude. Any chick that I brought around, like, he spoke to. You know what I'm saying? It was my mom that kind of gave him the head nod, hello, that type of thing. My dad was the one that, you know, would break out in conversation with him. So I could see me being that. But MP3 got an older sister and a mom that's going to check all of that.
That's true. So, you don't have to worry about that.
Look at Ooze comment. Parents are crazy all level. I don't care if any of my wife's parents like me. I'm 41. And I mean,
yeah, at this point, yeah.
I respect anybody who don't care. You know, that's the thing. You know, it is what it is. I think I care less about my spouse's family or parents liking me than I would care. Then I care about my parents or whatever liking my spouse. But I don't know. It's just, I couldn't imagine being in that situation, but that's just me.
It'd be a rough one.
What Will Smith tell us years ago?
Parents just don't understand.
I just put Bam onto that joint. He was over here. He likes it. He was bumping it.
But what about you? Will Bam bring his first lady through?
IFA. Look, if I don't like her, I don't like A. I kind of already went through that with my brother.
But
if I don't like whoever he brings in the house, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. You know, and if they're not welcome in my house, I'm going to tell it to them in their face. You're not welcome here. She wouldn't be the first person I told that to. So you are not welcome here. Don't come back.
All right. So then let's flip it then. So he continues to date her, right? It's like we all saying on here that, hey, it don't matter if my parents don't like you. I like you. I love you. Y'all not, my parents not going to block my blessing. So if he continues to see it, then what?
Well, it depends on how old he is. And well, it depends on where he's staying. If he's staying in my house and he's still legally considered a child. You know, if I feel that strongly about it, I'll do whatever it is to say, okay, no, I don't want you dating this person. And it you know, for me to say that, it would have to be some, you know, it ain't just I just got an inkling about this. No, it's nah. She is this. This is what she is right now. She could be a great person later on, but I don't want you to date her. If he's an adult, you know, it's a similar conversation, except look, you know, once you leave his house, I don't really, you know, you're an adult. You're gonna do what you're gonna do. But if you living in my house, no, she ain't gonna fly.
I respect that. I don't know, bro. I guess Akeem said
he would disown. I don't know if I'd disown, but I would definitely feel strongly about it, and I would let my child and that person know how I felt about it. I would not beat around the bush.
Yeah, I mean that's a tough one as well. Yeah, I mean so I guess at that point it depends on what that the level of dislike is. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, if she dogging them or abusing them or whatever, then all right. But, like, I don't like her because, I don't know, I think she's stuck up. You know,
if she, that type of stuff, I'm just like, you know, son, you know, watch out for this. You know, some things he just going to find out the hard way, whether I want to or not. You know, you can't have your eye on your child 24/7. They leave that front door without you at some point. But yeah, it had to be something like people that I don't like, they all have similar qualities. Like they don't have respect for anybody, not even themselves. Right. And they're very open about that. and their actions speak loud to it. They're deceitful. All the people who I have not liked in my lifetime, I look back, they all have these similar characteristics. So it would have to be something where it's like, yo, nah.
I respect that. What you got, young Smalls?
I mean, I don't have no kids, so I'm not in that situation. Or you know, I'm like, look, man. If you can tell a kid that they can't mess with somebody, and what they're gonna do, mess with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like Brandon said, you can only watch them but so much. And even when we were young kids, teenagers out there dating, and even young adults, parents might not have liked somebody, but we were gonna mess with who we wanted to mess with. Like, we might not have brought them around if we knew our parents didn't like them, but we were gonna do what we wanted to do. So, you know.
Let's make it relative to you then, Holly. Let's say your wife has a girl, a friend that's a girlfriend, when I say that. Mm-hmm. And you don't particularly care for this friend.
Okay, that's a good one.
It's a good one. Like, her best friend is damn near my best friend. So, like, I don't... It's funny. Like, I really don't... Hold on, let me really think like this. Really, like, I don't,
because you can't cut your wife off. So what you gonna do?
Nah, we could use that. Like, if she had a good friend that I didn't get along with, I would certainly tell her, like, I don't like this friend because of whatever. And depending on what that whatever is, like, you know, that would certainly dictate if that girl's coming over our home, or like how often, you know, Shanae's hanging out with her or whatever. But like, I don't know, like, we really see eye to eye on those kinds of things. So I don't, you know,
y'all have the best marriage ever. Y'all don't never argue.
No, yeah. I don't want to frame it like that. We argued a shit ton early on. We were dating, and we just don't really anymore.
Yeah, I got over that.
So, yeah. You know, I don't know. We just don't. Thank God. For real. Thank God. Mm. But I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm really trying to put myself in that situation. Like, I mean, I know people who don't get along with their wives' best friends, or don't like, or have not liked their wives' good friends, but... You know, I don't want to tell the stories, because then I know that they'll realize who I'm talking about. So I don't want to tell.
That's another tough one too, though.
If you don't get along with your wife's best friend,
yeah,
it can be sticky.
You know what
I mean, what would you do, Parker? Yeah,
if I didn't get along with her best friends before marriage, or
not even just her best friend. If she had any friend that she was just hanging out, it don't have to be a best friend, but she had a close friend, or just she started hanging out with somebody, a coworker. You know, she started hanging out with this coworker, and you know, they've gone out to a few happy hours, and you met her, and you're like, nah, I don't like her.
Yeah, we got clipped that.
What if she don't see it the same way?
Well, I mean, she's my wife, so
she has to do what you say.
It's not that, but I would have to do the same thing, right? If it was along those lines of somebody that, you know, I met a coworker or whatever that I'm hanging out with, and she don't like him, then I gotta distance myself from that.
Who said work husband? I wasn't talking about a work husband specifically, but that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, fuck that. There's no such thing as work husbands in my domain. In this house back here. No one can have work husbands in this house behind me.
I mean, you ultimately need, like, your wife, your significant other's best friend. You need them to, like, you need them to respect you. And sometimes I know that best friends find it hard to respect you. Like, and this can go either way. Like, whether it could be the dude's best friends or good friends or the woman's best friends. Like, you get in a relationship and you don't do things the same way you did before, right? And then people start looking at you like you've changed. Well, yeah, because I've got somebody I care about now. And so this might come up more so with, like, your single friends, where they want you to do things and hang out in the way that you used to. Right. You know, well, I'm not going to the club with you anymore, you know, or not as often anymore, or I'm not going to these I'm not going to places where you're going to meet single people because I'm not out in the market anymore. You know what I'm saying? And why would you want my wife to go with you to those places? My wife right. can't be your wing woman and I can't be your wing man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I was going to say, like, typically, so let's paint the picture of why, like, a woman typically doesn't like a man's or their home, their man's good friend or whatever. Typically, they don't like that friend is one, they're single, like you said, Alex, or they're getting a lot of shit, or they know them be a playboy or whatever the case may be. Right. We typically don't like a woman's best friend if they either out there in them streets, you know, what we will call thotting, or they are shit starters. You know what I'm saying? And once
they're worse than a shit starter.
Yeah. And there's nothing worse than a shit starter that's outside of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So that's typically the reasons why we don't like a friend of our ladies. And they don't like a friend of ours because, like I said, they either known to be playboys or they, you know, they got their own shit that they start in their own right. So
the shit starter almost got me caught up at LA's house and we wasn't even doing shit. Remember
that? Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing worse than a shit starter, yo.
Nothing worse than that. So, I mean, I feel like if that particular friend is causing any type of strain or harm to this relationship, then that they should be cut off without any problem. In the same way for men as well. You know what I'm saying? If your lady feels like this friend is causing strain to this relationship, then you know you should be willing to be like, yo, I gotta fall back, or yo, chill with what you're doing. And yeah, I mean,
is it more intense if it's a guy friend versus a female friend?
Yeah. Yes.
What you mean? What do you mean? If the female has a guy friend?
So the example that we were talking about is if you know your wife, you know, just had a girlfriend or something, or you know, coworker that she met that she just started hanging out with. I mean, does the situation change if, I mean, we said work husband, but like, does the situation change if the friend that we're talking about here is a man versus a woman? Do you feel more strongly like, are you now willing to put up like ultimatums and stuff like that?
Well, here's the question. How many, so we're 35 plus, how many 30 plus year old women have male friends? To be continued on the next episode of Off the Record.